are you concerned about protecting that brand new pretty sled that you just got? Here's the solution. Use SledSyn24 for a 15% off discount code on some Backwoods bumpers, the industry leader in performance protection. Boy, all right, let's get into it. SledSyn listeners, welcome back to the next episode. Still at Heydays, disregard some of the background noise. And as always, be sure to check out the description. There's a ton of links in there with some discount codes. We have a stacked lineup of a bunch of companies helping support us this year, so be sure to check that out. And then we've got Kobe, and we have Mason and Cooper. Montana boy.
Montana sledder.
Well, yeah, no, I know his handle, but you're a Montana boy, you're a Wyoming boy?
Montana boy.
Oh, too. You're both Montana. Yeah, perfect.
Both,
let's go.
We're both like 60 miles.
Close to the mouth, remember?
Okay. For some reason, I thought you were in Wyoming.
The lodge is in Wyoming.
Yeah, our lodge is in Wyoming.
Okay, so you're, gotcha.
We're
gotcha,
a really weird sliver of Wyoming.
Gotcha.
Yeah, okay. So you cross the border of Montana, you drop down in, there's like probably 60 miles of Wyoming.
Yeah.
And then the rest of it goes back into Montana when you hit Cook City.
Okay. Yeah. Gotcha. Okay. I grew up in Ovando, if you know where that is.
Kinda, yes.
Sealy Lake.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I know you know where Sealy is.
Yeah, I know where Sealy is, but Ovando's like, kind of one of those, like...
It's a population of, like, 60 people.
Right.
So, it's super small. So, that's why I was referencing the Montana thing.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Love the Montana,
Montana
boys.
Boy too, yeah. So,
yeah. I wasn't born there, unfortunately, but... well, cool. So, let's... we'll start with you, Mason. Why don't you just give the listeners and viewers a little bit of an introduction to who you are, what you do, kind of on the personal side, you know, talk about where you live and whatever you want to share with that, and then we'll go to Cooper, and then we can start talking snowmobile stuff.
Yeah, for sure. So, my name is Mason Miller. I'm 22 years old. I was born and raised in Red Lodge, Montana, right at the base of the Beartooth Pass. So... Growing up there, it was awesome, man. I mean, my dad, he just always kind of started me at a young age on snowmobiles at like 2 years old, probably. He built a tire shop, I think in like 95. And that's right when you come into Red Lodge. And, you know, all winter long, Red Lodge back in the day, you see tons of snow. Like, you could literally ride snowmobiles around town.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was super cool. So, like, as a kid, like, I always was riding around town, like, whatever. It was super cool. And then he started taking me up the Beartooth Pass when I was... I think 4 years old.
Okay.
And I rode my first snowmobile up there as a Prowler 440 over the Beartooth Pass. And like back in the day, like that's pretty crazy, man. Like the Beartooth Pass is, it's wild, man. And you
it
don't,
sounds wild.
No one rides over it anymore just because the amount of snow and the avalanches that go over the road itself.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's not really possible anymore.
Gotcha.
So we haven't done that in a long time, but like growing up, that's what we used to do. And like my dad would take me dirt biking every weekend. Like, we were just motorheads, man. And like,
got it.
I lost my mom at a young age. And
sorry to hear
so,
that.
Yeah, too bad.
So from there, like, that was kind of like our outing, you know, it was like snowmobiles and dirt bikes. And like, that's just what we did.
What an awesome outing, though.
Yeah. You know, like,
good way,
when that
good
happened, way. My dad's like, this is what we're doing. He's like, we're going to, you know, every weekend.
Good for you
every
guys.
Time off that we had, like, and he didn't have much either, man. I mean, like, he started from the ground up, like, broke, like, literally, like, it's just one of those stories, man, you know, like the come up, man. And like, he worked his ass off and he got us to a really awesome place in life. And just like seeing him work really hard and do that,
instilled
like
that in you.
Yeah, that's instilled that into me. And like,
well, shout out to dad, hopefully.
Yeah, shout out to his name's Jared Miller, man. He's awesome, dude.
Hopefully
he's got us to where we're at today, and like, he needs all the respect in the world. So we've just, you know, we've had a cool story, man, and we've lived in a really awesome place, and you know, I just love it, and I've met a lot of cool people along the way. And so the top of the world, you know, that came about 2 years ago, and we were at a show at Elevated Power Sports in Billings, Montana, and super good friends. I used to work there out of high school for a bit. And this guy, Bart Milam, he walks up to us and he's like, hey man, he's like, I'm selling the top of the world store. And we're like, what? He's like, really? You're selling that place?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, yeah, man. He's like, I'm sick of tourists. Like, I can't do this anymore. He's like, I'm out. And we're like, okay, well, what's it do to buy this place, you know? Like, and little did we know, it was like the hardest thing ever, man. I mean, we fought the Forest Service. We like to own that place and run it fully off the grid is like a whole nother story, man.
Sure.
It's way hard.
It's hard, man. And like, it put us through the ringer. Like, we made no money. Like, the floods last year in Red Lodge killed us, man. Like, all of our business, you know, they shut down Gardner, Yellowstone, all that stuff. And, like, that's all of our traffic. Sure. You know, so first year buying that place, we opened it up in the winter. Like, no customers. Like, literally nothing, man. And then the summertime comes, and we're like, okay, we can redeem ourselves. Like, we're going to come back. Floods hit us, like, first week of summer. And we're like, okay, well, this is how we're going to start this out, aren't we?
Yeah.
So... it's kind of crazy, man, but we're super stoked to have the place now, and I think that we're working things out and finally getting ahead of the game a little bit. It takes a while, you know. Sure. Starting a business, you guys get it. Like, they say it's like 5 years before you really see anything come out of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm hoping we can get it done sooner than that, but, you know, we love to come up, and we're having fun doing it, man, and that's all that matters. We're just passionate about what we do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know,
got to start
like,
there.
Yeah. Like I said, my life before, you know, it's just motors. Like, that's all we ever did, man. It's just ride, whatever it was, you know,
didn't matter.
Trucks. I mean, we were always building trucks. We always did stuff like that. Cars. I mean, everything, man. Yeah. So this is instilled into us and we love it.
Yeah.
So,
absolutely.
Yeah. It's a little bit about me and what we do now. So
right on.
Yeah,
cool.
Man.
Cool. We'll dissect some more of that.
Yeah, we will for
Cooper.
Sure.
Your turn.
Yep.
Let us know.
I'm actually from Billings, Montana. Probably started riding about 6 years ago and been hooked ever since. And then I met Mason about a year and a half ago, something like that, a year ago. And then we've been working for him. So
nice.
I'm a city kid, so I grew up like in the city. I wasn't like big into snowmobiles. 6 years ago, my dad and I kind of went out and rode a sled, and I was like, damn, I was hooked ever since.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
But yeah, I'm not too much about me. I play basketball in the winter, so like my schedule is a little bit different. Trying to get like to go work with him and film, but
who you playing basketball for? Basketball like no other.
Oh yeah,
like he's on the news, kind of like good at basketball. Oh, nice. Man, like he's really good at basketball.
I play for Billings West in Billings, so
nice.
Yeah,
nice.
How old are you?
I'm a senior in high school, so I'm 18. Okay. I just turned 18.
What nice. Position?
I'm like a shooting guard forward.
Shooting guard forward. Nice. Yeah. Are you trying to be a basketball player or a snowboarder?
You know, I haven't decided what I want to do yet.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Kind of keeping
it's
open.
Tough. Sure. Yeah, it's tough hard. Trying to juggle.
Exactly.
Tough trying to juggle stuff. And that's a really tough one because sports is, whew.
Yeah.
Dude, that's a time eater.
Yeah.
That eats a lot of time.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's kind of the problem we run in with now with him filming and stuff. You know, it's like he's got school, he's got basketball. It's like we got to find those really fine times for to get him up there and like cram as much videoing as we can into one day.
Yeah. So
or
hard
2 days if he can, but
get
it's like
riding times to meet up.
Exactly.
Yeah. Usually it's Sunday, so I'll head up like Saturday night, stay the night, ride Sunday, and then head back Sunday night, hit school, practice, play a game on Friday night, Saturday.
And unfortunately it's like to get top notch, top tier stuff, like I'll break it to you like straight up, like the Sunday, you know, evenings when you're all dead and tired. And the mountains already tracked up, the trails tracked up, this and that. Like, that's not the best time to do
no,
it. That's what like, we were talking. It's like, dude, we need to, when it dumps on Tuesday, we all need to be able to, like, if it's wintertime, we need to either take times off our job if we're not working for ourselves or however. We need to be able to have that day off, go.
Yeah.
Get the shots, get the first snow, you know, and then... you know, go back to our job or whatever, and then do like a fun ride for the weekend or whatever.
Right. I know. I'm hoping I can give this kid a career when he's done with when he's done with school, but that's up to him. And you know, I'm not pressuring him into anything, but he's got a place with me, and I'll pay him good, and we'll have lots of fun. So
there you go.
He's just got to make up his mind and figure out what he wants to do. But
it's a hard decision.
I need a film man. Yeah. He's really good behind the camera too, man. I mean, this kid, like
absolutely,
he walks. It's a weird story how I met Cooper, but
this is awesome.
So he comes into the Top of the World store, and this is our first summer when we were open, and it was pretty slow, and it was like the end of the day, and this kid's like walking around in the back, and he's looking all like, you know, like sketchy, and I'm like, what's this kid doing, man? Like, he's just like standing there, like looking at stuff, like by himself.
Like, yeah, like he definitely thought I was stealing stuff from him.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't know what he was doing, so I walked back there. I was like, hey, buddy, like you need help with something? And he's like,
who do you know here?
Right, and he's like. He's like, hey, man. He's like, I've been following you on Instagram for a while. And he's like, I was just wondering, like, got my camera. Like, you want to go film something right now? And I'm like, sure, dude. I was like, I got my dirt bike here. Like, we could go, like, do some wheelies down the highway or something. Or, like, go do some enduro. So 10 minutes later, we go outside. We went and filmed all night, came back, and he was like 17 at the time. And I'm like, how old are you, man? Like, I was, and he was just such a young guy. And I was like, oh, what, like, this is cool, man. Like, I like to help all young guys like you. And like, we can, you know, help each other with content, whatever. Yeah. Like, I didn't really think much of it at the time. So I was like, just stay at my lodge for the night, whatever. You can head back to Billings tomorrow. So he stayed with us for the night and like, we hung out, you know, did whatever, and it was cool and racked it up. And then ever since then, can't get rid of him. So
there you go.
It worked out, man. But it was just funny how he was in the store and he's just all awkward and didn't know what he's doing in there. I was like, bro, what are you doing, man? Like,
that's funny.
What are you doing?
I was like, just come talk to me.
What sparked the content creation stuff? Like, how did you get interested in that idea?
I was like super interested in like not doing flips. Yeah. So I like didn't want to. I don't want to be the dude doing all the crazy stuff. So I picked up a camera and it worked out for me, you know, and now I'm getting back into like doing more crazy stuff. You know, he's teaching me a lot. Like last year I progressed a lot more on the riding side of stuff. So I'm thankful for that. And then,
hey, what's up guys? I want to take a quick second to introduce another one of this year's sponsors. We have RSI. So the handlebar setup on your sled is arguably probably one of the most important components on your whole setup. So definitely check out their site. They've got a ton of different products, and use SledZen24 at checkout for a discount.
Yeah, but that's how I usually got it. That's how I got into the filming. I didn't want to be doing flips or hurting myself.
Yeah, understand. You know? Understand. Well, it's paying off because you capture some sick stuff.
Thank you.
I'd be really good. Really good. Let's talk about sleds. What are you boys on? And then is it the same or something new?
He's gonna have something cooler. So you can go first. Season?
So last year I had that 23 G5.
Yep.
And it was just stock turbo. I did all the force can and the boost boots and stuff like that, and had Ice Age on there and RSI and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
It was a sweet build. I really enjoyed it. I was going to stage to it, but got my clutching a little later in the season and didn't want to go through, you know, clutching is a pain in the butt. Yeah. So I was just like, you know what, wait till next season. So this year we're going to do a 24 G5 Expert Turbo, 154 with a 3-inch track.
Mm.
And we're going to do a stage 2 Ibex clutching and tuning from them.
Yeah.
And then we're going to run the Force Turbos can, their boost bands, and their charge 2.
Nice.
And then we're also going to do full Ice Age setup, the rails, you know, those are really detrimental to my riding.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, we have a lot of rocks and a lot of tree hopping and a lot of, you know, hard landing. So those bomber rails, I mean, that's probably like one of my favorite setups on the sleds is doing those. And then I'm hoping to get on with Zebros this year. I ran their stuff last year and their suspension's awesome, man.
Yeah,
I mean,
you like that?
I mean, when you get the whole setup on there, dude, it's game changing, dude. Like, I was always against like buying a ton, you know, super expensive suspension, and like I was like, yeah, there's no point for it. But like, when you actually,
people don't realize how massive an effect
that has. What's your most important mod to you,
bro?
Most important mod to me.
What?
I was just going to say probably the suspension
after you just said that. I was probably going to say suspension and my rails. Yeah, like that to me is like the handling of the sled and the durability of the sled is like a big deal for me. Like riding every day and like knowing my equipment's going to hold up.
Over like a turbo?
I mean, honestly, I don't need a turbo.
Yeah.
I mean, really. I mean, like two seasons ago, I rode a stock G4 850 with a 2.5-inch track, a 154, and went everywhere that the turbos and every, you know, all my buddies were going, and it was almost just like fun. It was a challenge, you know. The turbo just makes for the crazy content, man. I mean, you could do turbo wheelies for days. I mean, the things come out of the snow instantly.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just insane the difference. But like, you know, what I think sets a good rider apart from some of the others is being able to be proficient on a stock sled.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, that's one of the big things for me. Like, I never rode a turbo until 2021 when Skidoo released their factory one, because I was against aftermarket turbos. I hated how they ran. I hated the lag. Like, I'd ridden plenty of them from my friends and other people, and I was just like, the reliability of this isn't where it's at. I don't want to sit in on the mountain and work on a turbo all day long. So I was like, when someone comes out with a factory turbo, I'll switch. So Skidoo came out with the factory turbo in 21, and I was like, I'm in.
Yeah.
Like, that's awesome. And it was, you know, it's the best sled I ever rode.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the 22 and the 20, they just keep progressing, man. And now this 24, I mean, it's pretty much the same as the 23. I know they did some revisions on it with just some of the minor imperfections on the plastics and stuff. But I'm super stoked for this year's sled. It's going to be next level. I was with SCS, but now we swapped to ECD wraps, and those guys are they're on point, man. Yep. We're gonna come out with a pretty nice cool. Stuff. We're gonna come out with a pretty cool wrap this year, and the build's gonna be next level. So yeah, stay posted on it.
Yeah, for sure. I'll keep tabs. Sweet. I'll keep tabs for sure. What about you, Cooper?
Yeah, my build's not gonna be anywhere near as cool as his, but I'm on a 22 Lynx this year.
Okay,
I moved from Arctic Cat last spring, and I love the Lynx.
Yeah.
Maybe get a Skidoo. I'm trying to sell it, so if anybody wants to buy it, you can come buy it.
Shameless plug. No, you're good, dude.
But no, I love that sled, so I'll probably just stay with that, and then I'll do RSI bars to it. Yep. Hopefully get like a Elevate kit for it in the Ice Age, but other than that, you know, she's going to be stock. She's got a can on her, so...
Yeah. Yeah.
That's another thing I didn't touch on was the Ice Age Elevate kit.
Yeah.
So that was my first season on it last year. Dude, it's awesome. Like, if you guys have never ran it before, it raises, depending on your Skidoo or Cat or Polaris, it all a little different. But on the Skidoo, it's an inch and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And holy cow, man. I mean, the lift out of the snowman and, like, the response time is effort. Like, it's insane.
Yeah.
Like, and the rails, I mean, the spindles themselves are milled and they look really good and they're strong. I mean, I bang trees, man, and those things, they held up for stout, man. Yeah. But, yeah, if you guys are looking into that, man, Ice Age, they're the boys.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite.
They got it down for sure.
Definitely the Elevate kid.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Tyler with SledSend. Wanted to take a second of your guys' time and ask for your guys' support for what we're doing with the brand of SledSend. So if you guys are enjoying, you know, the podcast episodes with all the different guests, the tour videos and such, check out sledsend.com. We have a variety of different merch. Every order comes with air fresheners and stickers. And like I said, we appreciate your guys' support. We need it to continue to do this. And without further ado, let's get into the video.
Touch on what's Limitless Riding Clinics? What's that?
So we just started Limitless about like 2 weeks ago. It's been in the works for like a year and a half. We've been fighting the Forest Service, you know, getting permits to be legal beagles. And, you know, it's, if anyone out there in the guide world knows, getting a permit from the Forest Service is not an easy task.
Yeah.
There's prospectus and there's so much stuff that you go through. I mean, the stacks of papers that me and my dad sat through and filled out, I mean, it took days and days and days. And then you send it in and then they send it back and you got to do it again. Mm-hmm. And, you know, It was really tough. It was not fun, man. So, like, I was supposed to have it last winter. And we were, like, set to release Limitless last year. And we were all hyped and, like, had this whole plan, like, website done, everything. And then they're like, yeah, man, sorry, you're not going to get it. And we're like, wow. Damn. We're like, sweet. Like, we spent a bunch of money on a website, like, all this marketing.
Yeah.
And then we got denied. So, we're like, okay.
So, is Limitless Riding Clinics ran out of
it's based out of Top of the World.
Top of the World Resort.
Yep.
Okay.
Exactly.
And the location of that is what's the town or?
So it's 30 miles out of Red Lodge, Montana, on top of the Beartooth Pass. But if anyone like goes to Cook City, which most people have, instead of going left, you go right back to Red Lodge.
Okay.
And you know, you can't make it. Some people ride from Cook City all the way to us.
Yeah.
But it's a long trail ride in there.
Gotcha.
You know, it takes a while. So most people come over Chief Joseph 296 out of Cody, Wyoming.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the easiest way to get to us.
Okay.
And you know, from Billings, it's 2.5 hours. From Cody, it's an hour and a half.
Yeah.
So it's really not bad, man. And like when you get to our parking lot, you ride in 8 miles on a groomed trail right to us. And the cool thing about when you get there is the cabins and everything and our lodge, you can ride right from the front door, no trail riding at all.
Yeah,
like it's awesome, bro. And like no one knows about us and no one knows about our place.
Oh,
it's like such a hidden gem.
Well, why'd you come on the podcast then?
I know man, because I have to get people out to ride with us, and I have to share the love, man.
Yeah,
like this
absolutely.
Place is awesome, and it deserves to be seen. And it deserves to be ridden by, you know, some of these awesome guys out here and people that just want to come explore it. And, you know, I can't hog it all to myself.
I'll still
have my spots that no one will find. But
yeah, well, we'll stack up the description with links to your guys' site and stuff and your handles. But why don't you just verbally, why don't you, your Instagram, how people can get in touch with you and then stuff with the resort and
for
the
sure.
clinics
so,
and stuff.
So my Instagram handle is just MasonMeller_999. And then we have Limitless Riding Clinics, all one word. And then we have Top of the World Resort, all one word as well. And pretty much all of our Instagram handles link to each other. So we have like one of those Instabio things or whatever.
Yeah.
And you click that and it has all of our websites, all of our booking information.
Perfect.
So it's just right there, bang, super easy to get onto.
Sure.
My email's on there too. That's, you know, probably the best to get a hold of me.
Get in contact.
Yeah. Nice. Either that or you can call me too, but that gets a little overwhelming.
Dude, I mean, you live in Montana. There's hardly ever service no matter where you go.
It's literally. And we don't have service up there. We do have Starlink at the lodge, so don't worry. We have Wi-Fi up there. We do have Wi-Fi, but I can tell you guys a little bit more about the lodge. I mean, I'll give you a quick rundown. I've said this like a million times this weekend anyway. So we got 4 hotel rooms. We got an 8-person barrel sauna. We got a big lodge that it's 5 bedrooms. We got a bunch of bunk beds. We do all the meals, breakfast, lunch, dinner. We have a liquor license, so we got a bar up there.
Hell yeah.
And then we got the riding clinics and all that out of there too. So
nice.
It's pretty much all-inclusive. Cool. You guys come up, stay.
What kind of riding clinics are, do you all one or is it different?
So the riding clinics are beginner, intermediate, and advanced.
Yeah.
And on my website, they explain through what the differences are between the two and what you'll get out of the experience.
Nice.
Yeah.
Love that. Yeah.
We got a sauna in the middle of the mountains.
That's been the line of the weekend.
Hey, we have a sauna in the middle of the mountains.
Yeah. Tough to beat. Tough to beat.
Right.
Well, cool. This has been such a common thing. We try to keep them short, obviously, for heydays and respect everybody's schedules. But then you totally get to flowing, and 30 minutes
like
is already gone. And I feel like, you know,
yeah, we could definitely probably sit here and talk.
We're not even an eighth of the way through of what we need to discuss. Which that just means part two with you boys.
I know. Yeah, we didn't get to talk to you much, so we'll come back around and get more on you guys. But I think we should maybe get Sled Send up at the top of the world this year.
Hey, we're down.
Do a little collab and bring you boys out and kind of show you a little bit of the experience.
Do some episodes in the lodge and 100% game.
It'd be awesome. We
can shoot about it. So, last two things. So, at the end of every single episode, we have our question that the guest asks the listeners and viewers. So it can be about mods, it can be about riding clinics, it can be about location, it can
whatever you want.
Jeff's is always, what's your favorite backcountry snack, right? So like a question, so then we clip it and run it on TikTok and reels and stuff, and Thumb Warriors can give us their 2 cents. So a question from each of you to the listeners and viewers, and then after that, or while one's doing the other, that sounded weird. it would be an honor if you boys would sign the Hell banner as well. So if one of you wants to ask a question while the other one's signing and switch or whatever you guys want to do, appreciate
it. He throws you under the bus.
All right, my question for you guys would be: what's your favorite like destination to go and why? Like, what makes it special and why would you go there over somewhere else?
Yeah.
So that'd be my question.
Where's your favorite place?
Let us know.
Ooh. I don't know. I haven't traveled very much. I stay pretty close to home. Like, I'm in the Cook City, top of the world area all the time.
Fair enough.
But, yeah.
Well, let's grab your signature. Now you just set her down there, and then what's your question?
All right. My question for you sledders out there. Trees or jumps?
Perfect. Let us know.
All right.
Good question. Sleds and listeners, thank you guys for tuning in. We will catch you on the next one. You boys, thank you for showing up. Appreciate you boys
Anytime.
Being here.
Pleasure meeting
we'll
you.
We'll talk
fellas.
More.
Yeah,
thanks
we will.
For having us.
All right, we need to snap a
picture.
YouTube thumbnail photo real quick.
We're trying our best. Oh, that feels weird. Like,